The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
Things are not always what they seem. We look around us. We look at someone we know, someone we love, someone we may be very familiar with, and yet we may not be aware of what's going on inside that person. Maybe they're ill and they haven't told us. Maybe they're troubled about something. Maybe there are problems in their family that they are anguishing over. And outwardly they look fine, but inwardly they aren't fine. It may be a peaceful day at a shopping mall. Everyone may be happy, enjoying themselves. As in Kenya last week, when suddenly a crowd of terrorists come in, and people's happiness, people's sense of well-being is instantly shattered because of those who despise the Christian faith and take up arms against it. Things are not always what they seem outwardly. And today's reading from the 12th chapter of Revelation for this feast day of Saint Michael and all angels reminds us of the fact that there is something going on behind the scene that our eyes cannot detect. Saint Paul says in Ephesians that as Christians in this world, as those belonging to the church militant here on earth, we do not fight against beings of flesh and blood, but our warfare is spiritual. We contend against spiritual forces of wickedness in high places. Luther puts it this way in his hymn, A Mighty Fortress. Speaking of the devil and his legions, no strength of ours can match his might. Because if we tried to contend against these spiritual forces of wickedness in our own strength, we would be lost, Luther says. We would be rejected. So hear God's word today and recognize that as a Christian, you are in a warfare. You are in the church militant, the church engaged in conflict against the world, the flesh, and the devil, who do not want you to hallow God's word or to let his kingdom come. Revelation is a book using many symbols. It is not always to be understood literally. It is an apocalyptic work of literature. It's like reading a poem. You read a poem, and the poem uses figures of speech to get across its point, to help you understand something better. But today's reading from Revelation should be understood is very real. It tells us how war arose in heaven, and Saint Michael, one of the archangels of God, one of the highest angels in the order of angels, was fighting against the devil with his angel. He was fighting against the dragon, whom Revelation identifies with that ancient serpent who tempted Eve in the Garden of Eden. The one who is called the devil, the accuser, and Satan, the adversary. The one who is the deceiver of the whole world, the one of whom Jesus says he is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. He does not speak the truth. Instead, he slanders. He slanders God, just as he did to Eve. Did the Lord God really say that you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree, trying to get her to doubt God's word, God's commandment. And then the Lord knows that when you eat of this tree, you will be like him, knowing good and evil for yourself. And no human being can be like God. We are creatures. What's more, we are fallen and sinful human beings who, on account of our sinful nature, have rebelled against God. So there the dragon is, the devil, Satan in heaven, the one who accuses Christians before God, or I should say, who accused Christians before God. Think of what the devil could say about you and about me to God. Let's pick on me. Oh, this fella who is a pastor in your church, this one who has been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, this one who is a proclaimer of God's word, is frequently lazy. He's not the husband nor the father he should be. He grumbles within himself, he moans and complains. He doesn't read and study your word as he should. You call him a Christian, you call him a pastor. Ha! If that is a Christian, and if that is a pastor, then you, Lord God, sure have some sorry people you claim as your own. Okay, we could pick on you too, but I'll let you do that. Think about the times you have slandered other people. Think about the times you have gossiped. Think about the times you have lusted within your heart for someone who is not your spouse. Think about the times you have neglected God's word, the times you have thought, well, this doesn't really apply to me. God understands my situation. He's going to give me a pass on this. Think about the times you have coveted. And think about what the devil could say to God about you. Martin Luther had a way of dealing with the devil when the devil accused Luther of all of his sins, bringing Luther's many sins to mind. Luther would say, "You are right, devil. I am a great sinner. I can name sins to you that you have neglected to mention. I am a worse sinner than you know, devil. But I have a mighty Redeemer in Jesus Christ. I have one who went to the cross and died for all of my sins and who was raised again for my justification. I have one who has beaten you, O devil, by his death, his resurrection, his ascension to God's right hand. So I spit at you, devil, because I am baptized into Christ." You notice how I mentioned Christ's ascension. Well, what takes place in this reading from Revelation is this. Christ has become incarnate. Christ has fully kept God's law on behalf of a world full of sinners. Christ has yielded to his Father's will without complaint and said yes to the cross, yes to the suffering, yes to the pain, yes to the damnation he would endure in place of sinners, yes to death. He has died. He has been buried. He has been resurrected on the third day. And then 40 days later, he has ascended to the right hand of God. And his work of redemption, his work of salvation has been accomplished. And there is no longer any place for the devil in heaven. His career as a slanderer to God about you and me is finished. He has gone out of business as far as that is concerned. He can no longer condemn you before God. And as Romans says in chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Christ has taken the condemnation on your behalf. Christ has erased the law and all of its accusations against you. Christ has put the devil out of business. And God looks upon you and says, "You are forgiven. You are my son. You are my daughter." What sin? I see the righteousness of my son, and in you I am well pleased. So the devil is kicked out of heaven, along with all of his angels. And a loud voice is heard in heaven saying, upon Christ's ascension, "Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him." These believers in Christ, you who have faith in Christ, you have conquered the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. And you and I are not to love our lives even unto death, because we have a greater life in Christ. We have eternal life with God. We have a future and a hope. We have the promise of the resurrection to look forward to. And you and I are citizens of heaven, even though we dwell here on earth. We are gathered here today as citizens of heaven to rejoice that the devil has been cast down, to rejoice that Christ has conquered, and we conquer by his blood, by the word of our testimony, our confession of Jesus, our confession of faith in the triune God. Do you know that's what's going on here, in part, on Sunday morning? We're reminded of the blood of the Lamb who went to the cross to cover our sins. We confess our faith in him. We speak the word of our testimony in the liturgy and in the hymns and in the creeds, in the amens we say. When you say amen, say it heartily, say it with gusto, because we say that amen rejoicing in Christ's victory. But we do live in a fallen world. We do live in a world in which the devil and his angels are very active. Peter reminds us that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour, some Christian, to attack them at the moment when their faith is at their weakest. But remember, when you are attacked by the devil, when you are accused by him of being a great sinner, he can't go to God and accuse you, but he can come to you and accuse you, pile up the guilt upon you. Know that you conquer him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. And you can do as Luther did. "I spit at you, devil, I mock you, I laugh at you, for yes, I am a sinner. But greater is he who is within me. Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, placed upon me in baptism. Greater is he who is in me than you, devil, who are in the world. Here recently, in the Middle East, many Christians have loved not their lives even unto death, and they have been martyred for their faith in Christ. They have been killed. They have been tortured. They have been imprisoned. They have suffered for their faith. And these are the ones spoken of also in today's reading from Revelation. Yes, they have suffered in this world just as our Savior did. But their sufferings were first Christ's sufferings. And the victory they enjoy was first Christ's victory. Here is heaven on earth. Here in the Word. Here, united as we are in holy baptism. Here, in the proclamation of Jesus, the one who died, rose again, and has ascended to the right hand of God to rule over all things. Here in the supper of the Lamb, in which he gives you his body and the blood by which he conquered Satan, and which he gives to you to drink. Be not fearful. Be not afraid. Christ fights for you. Christ's holy angels are on your side. The devil has been routed, although he may act like he doesn't know that, but he knows it. He knows his time is short. And our victory is certain in Christ, because his victory has been accomplished. And the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.